We identified stories, and you may have done this before, like so many said they have, but they had breakthroughs in a different way, right? We identified stories, but again, going upstream, we're identifying where it came from. If you're at home right now or you're in the chat, didn't where it come from give you like a different perspective on that? Especially when you realize it might not have been yours. Someone else gave it to you and it stuck, or an experience that could be a one-off, right? And then what it's cost you in your life and decisions you made. But now I want you to look at it through a little bit different light. What if the situation that caused the story was actually put in your life on purpose? What if, whether it's true or not, what if you just decided that it was? What if, and again, I love referencing my buddy and my brother Tony, but Tony said something to me 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that just stuck with me, and you guys have probably heard it. What if life happened for us, not to us? Think about that. What if whatever caused that story was actually the building blocks that you needed to be at this moment in time so you could be the person you were meant to be? And you don't want things to go wrong, but what if you had to pay your success tax? What if you had to go through that? What if you couldn't be the man or woman you're supposed to be unless that experience happened in your life and it was a hiccup, whether it was a 7-year hiccup, a 3-year hiccup, or a 30-year hiccup, as much as it might suck, what if it was meant to be? I'm gonna tell you a story just so you might be able to pull some perspective out of this. So I feel like we've bonded and you guys are a part of this course, you're part of this training. I'm just gonna be completely transparent here. When I was about 12 years old, 11 or 12, I had lived with my mom, with her third husband. His name was Lenny. He was also her high school sweetheart. He was a sweet guy. He was the best stepdad I ever had. I had lots of stepdads and stepmoms. He was an extra dad. He was a bonus dad. And he was amazing. And he took me hunting and took me fishing. And he had a log cabin and let me drive cars at 12 years old and BMX bikes. And I moved into a neighborhood and went to a new town and I felt normal. At that time in my life before that, I felt a little abnormal, all the moving around, different schools, people, all this stuff. But I felt pretty cool living there. My dad was having a really hard time with it. My dad was the youngest of 12, was physically abused, sexually abused, mentally abused, never worked on that. So he took it really hard that my mom and dad split, even though they had split 8 years prior, 7 years prior. Anyway, my mom being in love with her high school sweetheart and me loving my stepdad, loved my dad too, didn't love him any less. But it really was difficult for him. And my dad got so taken advantage of as a kid, he didn't know how to handle that pent-up energy of being taken advantage of. And he was very angry and explosive and would do some crazy things. So long story short, and again, this is not criticizing my dad. I love him. He's such in an amazing place right now. But I'm going to tell you this story, and it might sound a little long, but I hope it really anchors this home for everybody on how life happens for us if we decide to look through that lens. So long story short, 11, 12 years old, my dad's upset about certain things. He's down in Florida with the girl he was dating at the time. My stepdad said something to him on the phone like, hey, chill, you know, and my dad got so upset, he literally drove home straight from Florida to New York nonstop, came to our house, wasn't so happy. And we were all kind of scared because he was just angry, and it doesn't make him a bad guy. I've learned to understand this. Long story short, it was so confrontational, so violent, so nauseating to me as a kid. It wasn't that long after I threw up blood for a couple weeks and found out I had a bleeding ulcer. I stressed about it so much. All of a sudden, my dad was so upset that I finally gave my dad a call, and he was yelling on the phone, and I said, Dad, how can we make this better? And he said, move in with me. I said, if I move in with you, will you leave mom alone and the whole thing? He said, absolutely. Now, that might sound like my dad was being selfish. He just hadn't worked on himself enough, and I was too young to help him as much as I'd like. So I left. I never told my mom why I left. This is a true story. I'm being really transparent right now because I can feel you guys doing the same, so I want to do the same. I left. I told my mom I wanted to move in with my dad. My mom's like, wait a minute. You seem so happy. You have new friends. You're in a school. We're finally stable. I said, I want to move in with my dad. I never told her why. I moved out of my mom's. She was sad for years. I found out later in life. I moved in with my dad. Now, I leave a house, a log cabin, BMX bike, friends, school, everything. A buddy of mine named Ross, who I used to play wiffle ball with every day after school. And I moved in with my dad. went to a new school where I didn't know anybody, and my dad didn't have money at the time. It's literally when I told the story earlier, I moved into a bathroom with him. So I left all that, move in with my dad. I'm a little scared, and I'm living in a bathroom for 6 months. Now you think, yeah, thanks for this tragic story. But I want to tell you the gift of life happening for us. Here's what I found out. From my dad going through all this craziness, and I don't know if he's never been diagnosed with bipolar, but my dad was two different people. He was this crazy guy that lost his temper and would break windows out of the house and crash things and throw the food in the kitchen and grab a plate and smash it against the wall and scream and fist fight people and use bat like crazy. And he was also the dad who took me fishing and hunting and had my back and loved me to death and worked hard to try to support me and taught me how to drive cars and gave me he was both. And here's what I learned at a really young age. It was tearing me apart when he wasn't the happy dad. And I found a way to read my dad's emotions intuitively. I could feel when my dad was slipping into a bad place. He could walk in a room and I'm like, oh. And I found a way through empathy and love and communication to keep my dad in a better place. To this day, my dad still gives me Father's Day cards. He tells me I'm the father, right? But I found at a young age how to keep my dad as good dad and help him not be so violent and so upset and try to let go of the past and forgive people who took advantage of him. Now you say, how is that a gift? Why I'm here today? What if that didn't happen for me, right? I moved in, my dad became better, but I became better. And my level of empathy and understanding, I truly believe that I could come here and be on this camera and I can feel what 20,000 of you need today. I intuitively feel it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like I'm having a conversation with you. I'm having a conversation delivering what you need. I can walk on stage and see 20,000 people and bring a PowerPoint and think I'm talking about marketing, and I can get up on stage and 5 minutes before I go live, I can say, no, that's not what this audience feels. They don't need anything about business. They need to feel about their heart. They need to get into their story. And I'll change everything and just do what I feel and get the only standing ovation. 20 speakers, I get the only standing ovation. If Tony's there, he would too. But what I'm saying is that gift came from that experience with my father. What if that didn't happen? So I could sit here and say, you know what? I'm not happy about life. What 11-year-old, 12-year-old needs that much bullshit put on their shoulders, that much responsibility to have to leave a friend, leave your family, leave your stepdad, leave your BMX bike and move into a damn bathroom with a guy that used to lose his temper and freak out and do crazy stuff and give you a bleeding ulcer? That is bullshit. I didn't deserve it. Damn it. I could have that story. I could also change my past. And I also can say, thank you, God. Thank you for prepping me for the work that I was supposed to do. Thank you for making me the man I got to become. I wouldn't have the wife I have, the children I have. I wouldn't get to serve you amazing people today. I wouldn't have New York Times best-selling books, be partners with my mentor and dear friend Tony Robbins, work with some of the most incredible people in the world, and have the ability to talk to you through my heart right now. That never would have happened if that situation didn't happen with my dad. So when Tony said life happens for us, not to us, it meant a lot more than you could imagine to me. And I want to tell you one last thing about that story. I was at Date with Destiny. Tony and I were dear friends. He's like, come on, come to Date with Destiny. I'm doing one in Palm Beach or wherever he was doing it. So I jumped on a plane. I go down and I had forgiven my dad, which I thought was totally forgave him many, many years ago. But a woman stands up and she's sharing about her dad and about how the experience she had. And she was like a badass. I wish I had better terminology, but she was just awesome and she's sharing. And she stood up and she had a lot of pain. And she said when she was a kid, she came from an Italian family. Her dad wanted boys, but after she was born, something happened with her mom. They couldn't have any more kids. She got into swimming and second place wasn't good enough. She said she went to a state championship, took second place in a state championship. When she looked around, her dad wasn't there. He got in his car and left. She walked home 4 miles because she didn't get first place. And she tells this story and I could see all the pain. And maybe this can help you today. And I didn't even know I was going to tell a back-to-back story like this, but maybe you could look through a different lens. So she's telling this story, and I'm feeling a little bit, but I forgave my dad. I thought all the way. And then she talks about that, and he said, how was he as a husband to your mom? Terrible. He wasn't there for her. He was mean to my mom. How about telling you I love you? My dad never told me he loved me. And how is he financially? Broke. Always broke. So Tony looks at her and says, how about you? Are you broke? Hell no. I'm not doing that. My family is secure. You could tell. She was a boss. It's like, my family's secure. My company's thriving. How about with your husband? You have the same relationship your dad have? She said, no, not at all, Tony. I have a loving, amazing relationship with my husband. What about your kids? Oh, my God. One's in college. One's in high school. They're amazing. They're thriving. You don't tell them you love them? Oh, I tell them I love them every single day. So Tony stops, and he looks at her and says, you know what your assignment is tonight? Your dad's still alive? She said, yes. You're going to call him and thank him and blame him. And she's like, what do you mean? She goes, you're going to blame him. You're going to blame him that because of what he did to you, you're a kick-ass businesswoman. You're going to blame him that you're a kick-ass lover and wife. You're going to blame him that you're a kick-ass mom. Because if he wasn't the man he was, you wouldn't be the woman you are. In that very moment, I forgave my dad completely. If my dad wasn't the dad that he was, I wouldn't be the man that I am. And if some of you have that lingering, just think about that. What if this is all designed for us? What if it's designed for us more than we could ever imagine? And it's those that learn from it, that grow from it, that share that gift, that know they were meant for more, that get personal development, that spend time learning. It's us who get the chance to share that with the world. That impacted my life in such a big way. And it makes you realize that you can live in yesterday and look back with regret. You can paint movies of the future that are going to go sideways and live in fear. Or we can live in this very moment, as Eckhart Tolle says in The Power of Now. We can live in this very moment, and we can take the gifts from the past. We could throw away the things that didn't serve us. And we cannot paint the movies of the life that didn't happen yet, because we get to do things today, then it can absolutely shift our life for tomorrow. That story is not something I expected to share, but I hope it served some of you today as we go into this next exercise. And I want you to keep this feeling of knowing you were meant for more, knowing that these experiences you went through, as hard as they were, they created stories, and those stories could be holding you back. They created experiences that could be the anchor or the fuel, and we get to decide. We are in charge. Is if we're in charge of how that story affects us. We're in charge on how we convert that story, and we're gonna convert that story. But here's what I'd love to do right now. I'd love to take a few minutes, and I'd love for you to go back to the pictures we were talking about, right? Hopefully you grab some pictures, maybe on your phone. You know, we built a little exercise that I hope you go through at another time, where you can put both the pictures on a piece of paper. The old me, the new me, like the Gina here, the new Gina, the old Dean, the new Dean. I hope you do it. I know in today's world everything's digital. I hope print a picture out and put both of them on a piece of paper. Like literally put them next to each other. If you're not doing that today, that's okay. Maybe on your phone you can look back and forth on the pictures if you have them on your phone. If you do have them in front of you, great. If not, think of those pictures. And I want us to create the avatar for each one of them. Because I want you to be disgusted with the old you, or the person you name that, right? Like the fearful person, the scared person, the insecure Dean, fearful Dean, limiting belief Dean, crappy story Dean, compared to the empowered, unstoppable Dean. Like, I want you to think through that. And right now, I would say, I would love for you to grab a piece of paper. I'm looking around. If you have, you know, actually, if you have the printout of the stories, the tale of two exercises, you don't have to put the picture here. You could just put the old me, scared me, uncomfortable me, no confident me. Here is, and you could name them two different names, right? It could be, you know, Robert and Dean. It could be, you know, Jerky Boy and Dean. I don't know, whatever you want to name it. But put the pictures there. When time allows. Seriously, because this is going to be your cheat sheet. And then stick it someplace you can grab it every time you're falling back to your old story, your old habits, or the villain's in charge. I shared that, so I won't go any deeper on that. But I want you to think about, what are the traits, right? What are the traits that that old picture has, right? The bad looking picture. Find something that either is a bad looking picture or you remember the moment, like I remembered the moment that I was in. You know, what kind of things go through that person's head, right? So let's talk about, we get this old picture or the name that you did it, if you didn't get a picture, what kind of thoughts go through their head? I'm gonna give you some of my examples again, because now we're gonna do this. Let's do this exercise together. I'm gonna kick it off, and then I'm gonna give you a few minutes, maybe give you 10, 12 minutes to do this exercise. But in that picture, what kind of thoughts go through your head? I want you to look at this picture. The old Gina. She told me the thoughts that went through her mind were things like, I'm too old. I don't know technology. I'm just a mom. Just a mom. I couldn't do it. Okay? I'm just a piano teacher. I don't have skills. I'm starting to look old. Literally, she said that to me. I look old now. Right? These were going through her head on a regular basis. The thoughts that made her fuel this villain were exactly the things going through her head in this old picture. And that's who I was, right? If we go back to this picture of me, this guy here was thinking, I have dyslexia. I'm not that smart. I didn't go to college. Who the hell thinks that I could play with the big boys and make an impact on the world? I'm a freaking dreamer. Stop being a dreamer. You know what else went through this guy's head? Get real, dude. Seriously, get real. You came from nothing. You had no money. You did well. You kind of got a little taste of it. Good for you. Go back to what you know. I remember thinking of going, should I take the job or should I go back to work on cars? Should I go back into real estate? Those were the kind of things I thought about. If you think of this picture that you don't like, is like, who is that person? What thoughts go through their head? What story do they have? What beliefs did they have? How are they around other people? And you start crafting this. And you can use buzzwords. You can create sentences. You could do, it was Holly who wrote a whole paragraph. You could do whatever you want. I just want you to think and describe that person. But then I want you to think about, this. I know the Gina after. She's freaking unstoppable. She is younger than she was. She is in amazing shape. She is in, her and her husband's relationship went to a whole nother level. She gave her husband the gift and the freedom of going into acting classes. And I saw their commercial. It's so incredible. She knows she's empowered. She doesn't need anyone. She doesn't need a gift. She doesn't need a handout. She's truly empowered. She fuels the inner hero. She has an amazing relationship with God. She took the time to connect even tighter in her spiritual relationship. She looked inward. I mean, so many great things. And if I think of the picture, you know, the picture I had with my evolution, right? I got to be someone that doesn't take no for an answer, that loves to serve others, that starts with my heart, that starts with impact. When I got to be that person, then I got to serve at the highest level possible. So here's what I'd love for you to do. Right now, let's take 10 minutes. And if you want to do what Holly did and just write paragraphs, then later you can transfer it over. But I want you, and if you're gonna create this sheet that I'm begging you to do, don't again, you've taken courses before and you've done some of the work. I know, I've been there. I'm gonna urge you to do all the work on this one, right? I'm here spending this time with you today, sharing what changed my life. And I hope I've earned your respect, and I hope you've earned that I have the experience. I'm asking you to do this. So start it today. What I would say is how I would do this. I would get a pad or your journal, and I would write down all the things you in the old picture that you don't like, beliefs, thoughts, who they are as a person. And I would write all the things in that confident, you, courageous, taking imperfect action, moving forward, getting into flow, loving life, feeling alive, waking up with gratitude. And I would write all those down and I would just riff on pages. But then I would pull over like the 5 or 6 bullets that could live on this page underneath those pictures. So it's at a glance. You don't have to read 3 pages. You could have a rough day and pull up that picture and go, okay, I'm not being the old scared me. I'm being the new unstoppable me. Yep, these are my attributes. This is who I am. That's what I'm doing today. And all this is a trigger to remind you of all the stuff we're doing through this entire course.